So I had a few people trying to attack me, pull me into a cult, pull me into kind of some kind of queen bee thing, or probably human trafficking, to be honest with you. And because I looked at all the data points, I always take notes. Anytime there's a new person that shows up in your world, they have to pass a test, you know. They have to pass a test. You don't just accept some stranger in your world. They have to go through a boot camp, you know. And they usually fail. They usually fail. Because they think you're naive, they think you're dumb, or they think you're just too nice or too kind. And when you say stuff like you have the holographic truth, you have the mind of Christ, you know all things, they don't believe, they think you're delusional. They think you're crazy. And they really think that you're like out there. But I'm just telling you what the Bible says. But the cult leaders, had a preacher one time talk to him. He said all cults are like a sex cult. It only makes sense because if you're in delusion and darkness, you go to Galatians 5:19, 20, 21. All cults lead to a sex cult. They lead to money, worship of money. They lead to human sacrifice. They lead to murder. Because if you go to Galatians 5:19, 20, 21, it leads to murder. And if you think about it, a cult is in confusion. A cult is confusion. It's not truth. So if they're cultic, their life has to be cultic. So they have to vampire off of other people to survive. Because they have no truth. They have no stability. So they've got to vampire off of somebody else. So yeah, it was a pretty big attack, but I actually lived through it before. I actually married a cult leader. I mean, a cult person. And it was the same spirit about it. She didn't have any truth. She was an ecumenical person. She wanted to just use the religion for money. You know, religious stuff for money. I'm not getting paid to upload these videos. I'm not getting monetized or even paid to do any of this. I'm doing this for free. But yeah, I had this experience when I was younger, and I had to get out of it. I had to actually leave the state to get out of it, because the fellow cult members tried to take you out, all because I said faith alone in Jesus alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. And the reason they hate that so much is because they want to be magnified. Look at me. Look at my dress. Look at my works. Look at what I'm doing. Look how tall I am. Look how skinny I am. Look how I look. It's all about look at me, 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 me. Self-worship. It's sad. And it's usually in a family too. And so it's supported. They're enabled. There's like codependency and enabling in a family. And so I saw it 20, 30 years ago, however long, 20 years ago, I saw it, and I thought, this whole family's sick. They're all enabling the sickness, and they're all supporting and enabling the person to do evil. And I noticed that growing up. The ones who had a supported family, there's always more evil being done, because when you didn't have support, you couldn't do evil because you had to hold it together. And so these big families that are in a cult together and don't have any sound doctrine or nothing, they create monsters. They're actually monsters. And actually, their symbology, their symbology reveals it. By seeing the holographic truth, you can see the stuff that they carry around. They worship their pocketbook, or they worship their clothing, or they want to be seen, or they talk a big fluff talk, and they always future fake. Yeah, I'm going to be a helpmeet. I'm going to help you. And then when the rubber hits the road, they don't even lift a finger to do nothing. They're actually trying to get you to help them. And so that's the problem with this Western society. The woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. And he would take care of her, but she doesn't trust God. she trusts her own ingenuity and her own self and her own wiles. That's why it's called Wile E. Coyote. She trusts in the Acme tools, the Wile E. Coyote Acme tools. I've seen it so many times, you just wouldn't know. You wouldn't believe it. If I told you every detail of every time, you would be like, how in the world did you get through that? Because I saw them from the get-go. You give them the benefit of the doubt, okay? You see the red flags from the get-go. And you say, okay, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. And then there's another red flag. Then another one. Then another one. If I was a younger man, my advice to you is never marry one with children, somebody else's kids, because you know it's all about her and her kids. Don't do it. She made her choice, and she made her bed, let her lie in it. Everybody makes their bed, let them lie in it. They want a vampire off of somebody else to avoid the consequences of their sin, to avoid the consequences of their choices, and let them lay in it. This experience, though, reminded me of how blessed I am, and it gave me like a boost. It gave me like a energetic boost to accomplish my goals. Today it's kind of rainy and downcast, but on the rainy days and the downcast days, I'm gonna just get prepared. Like I'm going to Home Depot to get some silicone caulk. I might go to Walmart because I think Walmart's cheaper. Get some pure silicone. I'm remodeling a shower. And so this experience pretty much put me over the top, because it reminded me. Looks like somebody had a wreck, it looks like. Somebody just had a wreck running into their trailer. This experience reminded me, I mean, pushed me, catapulted me to the next level. I could see into the matrix even further, that some people, I hate to say it, but some people, as they get older, they get more desperate. The older they get, the more desperate they get, and that's really sad, that they compromise their soul. They really don't have a soul. I've really come to the conclusion that the Jezebel spirit has no soul. Jezebel spirit has sold her soul to the devil, and all her stuff is about the world, the flesh, the pride of life. And it's sick. It's really sick.